The well, the yeah, the fact that she wasn't able to carry a friendship in any capacity, like not maybe like a best friend back home that we knew when we were kids, but I'm like, none of your college friends, nobody. The lying, the stealing, the possibly cheating, that is as of yet unconfirmed. Yeah, that is, it was a relationship back in the day. I wish I had all the details still, but yeah, I feel like lying, cheating, and stealing are pretty.
But that kind of happened later. I think I agree with you 100%. Like
Well,
somebody who
that's the
does.
only thing that got me out of it. I only realized that she didn't have, like, because I was totally fine with everything. Everything was totally fine. But then only after she stole was I like, oh, wait, she also doesn't have, oh, wait, this, oh, wait, that. It, like,
Yeah,
yeah,
you kind
no, it
of
really was, though. Those are the things that got me out of it. Because I was 100% like, oh, this is the girl, this is the one, blah,
I mean, this girl sounds like a baddie.
blah.
If she was able to have that many followers, rapidly, obviously she's not a one on a scale of 1 to 10. So
Oh no,
men,
very much not. No, very beautiful.
I mean, men tend to allow someone's beauty to influence all of their decisions. And, men tend to make a lot of questionable choices based upon the hotness of their partner. And it's just really fascinating because women tend to not do that. We are more about like the character of someone versus like how attractive they are. And that's why it's like you're so much more likely to see a beautiful woman with an ugly guy. It's because she feels safe and protected and like things are stable. And some people just don't even want to deal with dating someone hot because, a certain amount of self-esteem is required to be with someone hot and not make their life a living hell by always questioning what they're doing and being paranoid. But you have so many people who have the audacity to date someone hot, but yet they are insecure about it and always assuming that their partner is cheating or gonna cheat. And it's like some people just it's a mind-blowing how dumb and counterproductive the way that some people live their lives. It's like if you're gonna date someone hot, be confident. Like stop being in their face like, oh, are you cheating? Are you cheating? Where are you going? Like it's really, really crazy. Sorry for, that side note, but
No, I'm
people,
here. That's what we're here for.
it's just fascinating though, because it's like the amount of people who responded to me about stories of abuse, it was eye-opening. That's not what I want, or that's not what I will allow this podcast to be about, but it was just eye-opening to the fact that like so many people are in abusive relationships. It's a very common thing. And so from, you could look at all these people and be like, oh, everybody's in a couple, but I can tell you right now, those couples are trash, and it's just, I cannot understand it. I can't. It's crazy. And a lot of people will literally like invest so many years into some bullshit. And I'm like, okay, I guess. Like, if that makes sense to you.
In the form of don't even worry, chasing a lie.
Yeah, and definitely not being happy, but I think some people just are codependent and they want a partner. So then it sounds like you kind of checked out of the relationship before you had officially ended it. I just thought of, thankfully, it just hit me right now. What happened with, you said you were stepping out, that phrase they used to say?
What?
It's like so old school phrase, like you were courting Jennifer, and
Was
then you were stepping out. Like, I never say courting, that's why I'm laughing so much. So, okay, so did you start dating someone else, and where did that go with if you were dating someone else or who you were cheating with? Like, what happened there?
I started seeing someone else, We what maybe started as a hookup 100% went to dating, and I just I started to fall for this other person. And Jennifer kind of like knew about it because I remember her being like, I don't mind if we play with other couples. I don't mind if you have sex with other women, but do not mess with her. And I couldn't stop thinking about her. Oh, and then I just have to say that you don't have to keep this in. You don't have to keep this part in, but I do have to say this part. I thought that this was hilarious. Me and this other girl, the girl I was courting on the side. We
Yes,
had
the mistress.
gone.
Oh, yes.
That's a better word. Yes. Me and the mistress went to a comedy club, and we saw this comedian doing a special. We thought it was so funny. We thought it was awesome. It was great. It was a beautiful date. 4 months later, I'm on Netflix, searching through the thing. Jennifer's sitting next to me. Lori is sitting next to me. So maybe it's not 4 months later. Maybe it's like 2 months later. But Lori's sitting next to me. Jennifer's sitting next to me, and I'm like, "Oh, I saw this guy like a couple weeks or months ago. His special's on Netflix. Let's watch it." And turns out he was taping his special on that date, and like while we were watching, Jennifer and Lori were laughing, and I was panicking, realizing what I just put on, and so I was like, no, we got to turn this off. Maybe we can watch it later or another time. And they're like, whoa, no, let's just watch it now. And I knew it was bad because at one point he literally says to the audience, who here is in an interracial couple? And we raise our hands. And so I'm like, guys, we should probably turn this off. So
Okay, but did the camera pan to you?
I think it did. But I was able to, I was able to be like, guys, let's watch Survivor, just added, just I was able to pull something out of my,
See, that's a thing. I really wanted to ask what comic it was, but I won't because given what you just said, that's too much of a clue. Oh my God. So you fell for your hookup. You fell for the side piece. So how long did you guys date?
After Jennifer and I broke up, me and the mistress were together for 1 whole year before school tore us apart. They went to go study in London, and I stayed in California.
Are you a serial monogamous?
I would probably say, yeah, I'm not a big fan of like doing it alone. I think I'd be like a big love bomber. Yeah, probably.
Are you single now?
Now, well, because that was a while ago. Now I am in therapy, and I am very, very good with my communication. So I'm dating around with several people, but like everybody knows what's up. Like I'm honest about.
I love that you use the word several. Y'all, this man is letting you guys know that there is community dick available at his house. And
You
if
have
you want
no idea. I
to
keep trying to tell them to tell a friend. You have no, and they all say, I want to keep it for myself. And I'm like, no, did let I'm trying to let no, I want to be the community. I'm let them know. I was so close. I had a friend who has like millions of followers on TikTok, and I was like, dude, post me, let them know. And then me and that friend had a falling out. And I'm like, I was so close to being broadcast to millions of people with an endorsement.
You sound like such a content creator. Like you're just associated with these people by proxy. Like, why are you not popping off on social media? Like, you dated a social media vlogging asshole, and then you had a friend who obviously had a big platform. Like, what
Hey,
is your
I used to date one of Lizzo's backup dancers. I was this close to fame.
Yeah, so like, where is your what are we doing here? Like, where's your account? Like, is are you popping online or have you never tried to do that?
Oh, wait, am I allowed to say it?
I don't know. No, I'm not asking for your handle. I'm saying, have you ever tried to be a content creator
Oh, 100%.
or an influencer? Sorry.
Oh, God, I don't like that word. I have fun doing my music, and I like to share it and collaborate with people. And I get that question all the time. If I go like live on TikTok and I'm showing my artistry, someone will be like, "How is this not?" And I'm like, "Hey, well, there's talent everywhere."
Yeah, a billion percent. So you name dropped really quick. How long were you with the Lizzo backup dancer?
Oh my gosh, one incredible evening.
No, but you dated the bitch. So like what?
I said dated? I said dated?
I thought you said, I guess you meant you fucked. I don't know. I'm lost at this point. No, I thought you dated one of her dancers, but you're saying you just hooked up with.
Yeah,
Is that
we've.
correct?
Oh God, that's a whole other story. That is legitimately a whole other story.
But can you please elaborate, because I'm getting like excited. Like,
All right.
I'm like to make another episode.
So I've been doing music for some time, and this dancer had come to one of my shows. We'd known each other for years over like Instagram DMs and whatever. We found ourselves in the same state, and at this point now she's a Lizzo backup dancer, and I just happened to be her friend this whole time, and she happened to be into my stuff. So we were in the same state. I was like, "You want to come out? You want to get some drinks?" She was looking fine. I knew that I had to be, if I'm hanging out with her, I knew I had to be looking fine. So I was looking good. We hit it off. We go back to my place. The next thing you know is whatever. I drive her home, and she's already like, "Oh, I can't wait to hang out with you tomorrow or tonight. Let's do it tonight," whatever, whatever. I text her that evening, and she's like, I'm like, "Hey, what do you want to do? Do you want to hang out?" And she's like, "My boyfriend's here, and he's like a coke addict, and he's really like mad, and I'm really scared for my life, and I'm genuinely afraid right now." And I'm like, "Do you need my help? Do you need me to call somebody? Do you need anything?" And she's like, No, don't text me right now. Like, just I'll call you tomorrow. Just don't text me right now." And I was freaking out. I was like, "Okay, I won't." And then she never texted me again. And like, she was a social media person, so like the TV show came out, all these things came out, the tour happened, she's on a da da da, and I'm like, what?
No, okay, unconfuse me right now. Unconfuse me. Was she a part of the TV show?
Yeah.
Okay, so then she was totally okay then. She survived.
Exactly. And I'm like, "What the hell was that?"
Okay, so this I love. I love this. I am now thinking that was a lie, what she texted you.
Well, I don't even know, because it's like she was very open with her social media, right? So she did post a lot.
She would be public with her relationship on her social media. So what happened as far as her posts after she sent you that text? Was she remaining in that relationship?
So she had actually told me on the date that her fan base is interesting to control. And she's trying to control the narrative because she's posted so much about this guy that like, she had already broken up with him, but she was like, "I gotta keep posting about him because my fans or whatever." And I kind of like the way that she sold it to me was like, "Oh, okay, you're trying to construct a narrative, and you don't want a bunch of people going to his Instagram and calling him names for things that they don't even know about." I'm like, "Oh, okay, I kind of see what you're saying." So like, Yeah, there were pictures of him on Instagram, but I didn't think anything of it because she told me already that those pictures were fake and to set up a narrative that didn't exist. And so I was like, okay. So when she texted me saying that on some private DM, like to my phone, saying, hey, my boy, my boyfriend or ex-boyfriend or whatever ran up to my house and he's on drugs and he's blah, blah, blah. I was scared for her. I didn't know what was going on, and I was blowing up her phone the next day, calling, texting, this, that, the other, just responding to her posts, like to like her Instagram messages, to get to her DMs, to be like, what the hell was that? And then like a year later, she did a fashion week and was in the area that I was in, and she was like, let's talk about what happened,
Oh
let's
my
meet at a bar. And I was like, yeah, I would love to talk about what happened. And then that was actually the last thing she said to me, because
God.
we
This
never
is the most ghosting ass bitch. Like,
we never met. We never went to a bar. I literally was texting her like, when do you want to meet? When do you want to hang out? When do you want to this? When do you want to that? And then on her social media, she was like, back in a different state. I was like, what the fuck? You didn't even text me. And now she has a whole new boyfriend, a whole new love story that she's putting on her account. She's, I'm just like, oh my God, insane.
And so you guys had great sex.
I mean, just absolutely, truly immaculate.
So
Shout
she
out to
should
the big
have
girls.
a boyfriend. She sounds like she should be like, she should really be charging people, like, because it's just, I'm saying that because of just how you like initially were like, oh, one night and he went to our pl my place and like it was
It
just.
was a it was an interesting, well, also, it's my first night with like a D-list, F-list celebrity. Like
Yeah.
I was like, all right, this is someone who's actually on TV, actually on Billboard, actually told, like, okay, that's kind of cool, that's kind of hot. But it immediately the date or whatever we were on got so suspect, because we'd be at a bar and some top artist would be playing on the radio, someone who I wouldn't even be thinking about because I don't care, I'm hanging out with her. And then she's like, ugh, I don't like this song. And I'm like, why? And she's like, because I hooked up with the artist. And I'm like, oh. So that kind of sucked.
I mean, this girl is clearly iconic. Like this girl, I mean, I know she's smart enough. It's, I won't say smart enough, but clearly she's not one of the people suing Lizzo. And I think obviously to like be on tour with Lizzo is a good time. And I wonder how much distance she might, create among her and her dancers in light of her lawsuit, or just have them really, sign really strict NDAs or whatever. But that is just really, really fascinating and iconic. And I'm not going to go there and ask the questions I want to ask because whenever I hear somebody really, hype up certain things, I'm always like, well, what happened? But I am not going there at all. We are not rolling like that right now. I think, Zach, you were so incredible. I thank you so much for your time. You definitely could, add something, say something that if you that you forgot to say, if there's anything that you wanted to add. But I just have to say thank you so much. And I am just thrilled with our conversation. And I will see, editing is definitely a lot of work and but it's worth it. It's worth it for the listeners. And yeah, is there anything that you would like to add?
I think that for the listeners out there, the best thing you could do in a relationship is understand that loving yourself is a process that changes with the seasons. Sometimes it's harder than others, but you really do have to find the core of loving yourself to love others. Communication is so key. Be afraid to have those conversations. Life is scary and you should feel those feelings, but trust that the person you're with is gonna see you for who you are and love you through whatever pain that you may bring. or won't bring, because hopefully we're all talking about sex and love and happiness. But yeah, that's really all I have to say, and I hope everyone has a good, lovely day.
This is an evolved person with a sexy as hell voice that you guys just heard, Zach. Like, he sounds very evolved and self-aware, and like he's only gonna keep getting better as he, just understands that all of his experiences really allow him to just be who he is and be as fun and exciting and special as he is, because I find Zach to be very special, and I hope that you guys find him to be very special too. Thank you guys so much. I will talk to you soon.